Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, Democrats in disarray. Also, a call for further punishment of Carly Russell. And Alabama loses Space Command.
I can't breathe in this thing.
You can't blame Tommy Tuberville, right? All this and much, much more coming up next on The V. Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt, and as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and Josh Moon, columnist and investigative reporter at APR. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
You know, it was a bad week for Alabama last week when we learned that we lost Space Command. President Joe Biden, with decisions from the Air Force, made the decision that the Space Command would stay in Colorado, mm-hmm. which has been an issue for over the last 2 years, whether mm-hmm. it would be here or remain in Colorado. Donald Trump, when he was president, said that he single-handedly picked Alabama to be the headquarters of Space Force. He meant Space Command, but that's what he said, Space Force. And he said, I sent it to Alabama. I hope you know that. They said they were looking for a home, and I single-handedly said, let's go to Alabama. They wanted it. I said, let's go to Alabama. I love Alabama.
Yeah, so eloquent.
Joe Biden does not love Alabama, and he has no reason to love Alabama. Alabama doesn't love Joe Biden. But anybody who thinks that any of these decisions are based on the raw data that comes out of, you know, these studies is probably delusional. It's all politics. Well, it's always been politics.
The study that they did showed that Alabama, Huntsville specifically, was a better fit for Space Command.
Yes.
The study showed that. But mm-hmm. the general who's in charge of this, I can't remember his name right this minute, said that, well, because it interfered with military readiness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What does that seem to relate to? I don't know, maybe Tuberville not giving the promotions that he should in the military?
You know, Josh, and I do not want to make light of this. I mean, our senators and representatives have fought hard for Space Command. It mm-hmm. would have been a feather in Alabama's cap. I believe it should have been here, but to think that this is anything but politics is naive.
I'll say this. I think that obviously if you read the studies and you look at the impartial data that was collected during several, I mean, I had like three different studies on this thing. Huntsville was the best place for Space Command. I mean, you can't draw any other conclusion. There are a couple of other mitigating factors here, one being that it's already in Colorado. And that's, you know, what when they were talking about this, you know, that's one of the things, the hesitations that some of the military leaders said gave them pause was that, you know, it's already there. We're going to have to uproot it. We're going to have to take it across. We're going to have to basically pause for an extended period of time while we make this transition to another campus. But you're right, it is rooted in politics, especially in the sense of abortion politics, and where we are as a state and what you're going to, if you are a Democratic president right now, and you are looking at sending an extremely large military force into a state and stationing them there, forcing them to live in this state, I don't know what choice you really have. And when the state that you're wanting to move them to, or you know, it's been suggested you move them to, has decided to do the abortion politics that we have decided to do in this state, and that's just simple facts. All right, we chose this pathway. to deny abortions to women, including the military women. And then, you know, we've got a senator who is fighting tooth and nail to keep them from being able to get reimbursed to travel to another state to receive the services. And we've got an attorney general who was trying to prosecute people who are helping them to go to other states. So,
right. And yeah,
you know, what do you, if you're Joe Biden, what do you do?
Well, I mean, you know, and it's sort of disingenuous to say that it wasn't political. Trump surely made out that it was a political
decision. Now, he was probably lying, of course. You know, he was probably lying about that. Let's be honest. He was lying like always. It wasn't just his decision. He didn't just do it. But that's what he said, and you're right, and it politicized the whole thing from the start.
And Susan, he loves Alabama because Alabama votes for him in high, high numbers. This is not unusual. One of the things I, you know, you have to go back to Tommy Tuberville when they talk about an indicted co-conspirators, you know, calling senators for Trump or Trump calling senators. Yeah. That was Tommy Tuberville. One of those was Tommy Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville made it his mission to deny Joe Biden the presidency. Everyone
to overturn an election.
Yeah,
well, participated in an attempted coup. That's what we should start doing. They participated in an attempted coup
and to overturn an election.
All the Republican lawmakers from Alabama at the time, with the exception of Terry Sewell, also voted to deny President Biden the lawful job of President of the United States. Mm-hmm. So when you have that type of history, I don't care who you are. You can be the most honest person. You could be too honest, just like Mike Pence. Too honest. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you still have to look at the politics of the place where you're putting one of the major military installations. As we've talked before, if you do not think that these generals will punish Alabama for Tommy Tuberville's actions, you are a fool's fool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he lives in Florida. What does he care?
Yeah, well, if you talk to anybody, if you've talked to any military leadership, you know, and private conversations, these people will tell you flat out that they are very unhappy with what Tuberville is doing. They are very unhappy that he is taking it upon himself to punish them, the people in, because that's who he's punishing here. Let's not get it twisted and pretend like he's punishing Joe Biden in the White House. He's punishing the military service members, okay? The active duty military service members who have earned their promotions by protecting all of us, okay? Yes. They've done what they're supposed to do, and this guy's holding it up over politics. You can agree with his politics if you want to agree with it, but what he's doing is flat wrong.
Well, and I agree. We have some very good news to report. Senator Katie Britt, who had health issues where she had numbness in her face, excuse me, they believe from a prior infection, is making a very quick recovery. Susan, the biggest problem they're having is keeping her from working all the time.
The word rest is not in Katie's vocabulary, guys. I know she needs to rest, but it's going to be hard to get her to do so.
But we wish Senator Britt and her family all the best and a speedy recovery. And from what we understand from her staff, that is exactly what's happening. We're going to have to leave it right there. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
As a paramedic, you wouldn't believe the things that we've seen.
I've seen all types of horrible things.
I mean, we're there basically picking up the pieces from your worst day.
Everyone is just driving and not paying attention.
We all have the same goal. All of us want to go home alive and safe and harm nobody else in the process.
Slow down. Be careful. Care about the other people on the road. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. several months ago, Montgomery Judge Jimmy Poole heard a case where the Baldwin County Bridge Company that operates the toll bridge over the intercoastal waterway to Baldwin County, he heard this case in which they were suing the Department of Transportation, saying that they operated in good faith when they negotiated. They were negotiating in bad faith when they wanted to build a free access bridge over the same area. Now, that case is before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will ultimately decide whether the bridge can go forward or not. Right now, it's halted. I think the Alabama Association of County Commissioners pointed out one important issue. If BCBC prevails, every state road or bridge or county project that has to do with infrastructure will be held up indefinitely because of litigation. Because if this company can sue and stop construction, it's not going to stop there. It will be millions of dollars and hundreds of lawsuits forever, Josh.
I'm still, we've talked about this before, and I am still utterly at a loss for what in the hell is going on here. I mean, this is the responsibility of the Department of Transportation is to put roads where we need roads. And they're trying to put a road where we desperately need, or a bridge where we desperately need a bridge. And for the life of me, I can't understand how this is illegal or against the law, because we clearly need one. If you've driven down there, and most of us have, you know the problems, you know the congestion, and you know that the only alternative is to pay this company to cross their toll bridge. And so if the Department of Transportation has looked at this and said, yes, we definitely need to alleviate this congestion, and we need to do something to make sure that this is that we're getting people to the beach where they need to be and stop this. I mean, come on, man. What are we doing here? I mean,
well, the ultimate problem is the existing bridge has an F rating, and that it's rated for 42,000 cars a day. Well, it's carrying 55,000 cars a day. That's $10,000 cars over what they need. And the problem is not just getting people to the beach. The problem is getting emergency vehicles off the beach to hospitals, getting evacuations done ahead of hurricanes. When you're talking about this toll bridge, if you're running $10,000 cars a day over the limit during a normal day, what do you think it is when you're going through evacuations here?
Yeah, and I think this is a very interesting point, and y'all might think so too. Much of the court case that Judge Poole considered was based on an amicus brief or friend of the court brief filed by Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kinnon. And Tony Kinnon said that they should not build this bridge. He was not for this bridge. But I went back through the court case and other court filings, and it turns out that Mayor Kinnon was before the bridge before he was against the bridge.
he
said that when the bridge was needed, they didn't need further studies. It was a no-brainer that the one bridge company shouldn't have a monopoly, and so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, Susan, he changed his mind.
Well, if I was, you know, I think a $60 million lump sum, if the bridge doesn't get built, paid to the Orange Beach, would count, plus $1 million a year for the next 50 years.
Yeah, it would be
$60 million. I'm sorry, lump sum of $10 million. And then it would end up, the sum total would be $60 million.
I mean, $60 million for your city, Orange Beach, if you don't get a toll bridge. Josh, seems like an awful lot of enticement for Mayor Kinnon to be opposed to the bridge.
Yeah, it does. And but I gotta say, it seems as though if you did the math on this, that you're able to get people back and forth easier, and they're happier. It seems like it would be a bigger win for you if you just had the Department of Transportation build a better bridge that's free.
Yeah, well, you know, and again, you've got a company whose decision making is being done 4,506 miles from Alabama in Amsterdam, Netherlands, and they are deciding who can and cannot build a bridge over a waterway that belongs to the state of Alabama.
Just don't understand, you know? It's a free bridge. Why are people not outraged about this? You're talking about paying or having a free bridge. I don't understand.
The Alabama Supreme Court needs to do the right thing, end this injunction, let the state build the bridge as is their right, and not interfere. Yeah. This is a frivolous lawsuit to protect a company that is not from Alabama and has no interest in Alabama other than how much money they can collect off its citizens and tourists.
This is a business impeding state work by ALDOT.
Yeah.
Well, suing over it. The precedent is alarming. Absolutely alarming.
Josh, something that is an unprecedented precedent all the time is the activities of the Alabama Democratic Party, who doesn't seem to be able to get their act together to be kind.
Yeah. kind of putting it mildly, I'd say. This should be a time right now where if this was a functioning party of everybody at the top pulling in the same direction, this would be a great time for fundraising, candidate development. I mean, you have national attention focused on Alabama because of this redistricting case right now. You have people up in arms all over the state about what's taking place with the redistricting and how the legislature has handled it. Rallying people to this point would be no problem. Not to mention you have other issues as well going on right now with the Republican Party trying to bar AEA money. So you have a whole group of teachers out there that are ripe for the picking for you to be able to collect them. And you've got a guy at the top who used to run AEA and Joe Reed. And so it seems like a perfect time, but they can't do it. They just want to fight with each other, and it's so frustrating to watch.
If one thing taught us that we need a two-party system in Alabama, it was the redistricting fiasco, because they have embarrassed our state in such ways that I know companies are sitting there right now going, why would I want to go to a racist state like Alabama? And it's not a racist state. We just make racist decisions sometimes.
I wouldn't doubt that the Space Command had something to do with that as well.
I don't doubt it, but here you go. They say it didn't have anything to do with anything but readiness.
No.
I got some oceanfront property for you in Arizona. All right. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama property. Properties. Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
My personal biggest pet peeve is kids who are not properly restrained, whether that be in a booster seat, a car seat, or even a simple seatbelt. Kids, they become projectiles, and it's terrifying.
It absolutely breaks my heart to know that something so innocent could be punished so severely.
Your children rely on you to be that person that says, no, you need to put your seatbelt on.
Your home is your most valuable asset. But what if someone tried to steal it from you? Property fraud is one of the fastest growing areas of fraud in the country today.
As a district attorney, I've seen firsthand the devastating effects of property fraud. That's why I'm proud to support the Montgomery County Probate Court's REACT program.
REACT is designed to protect your property and to give you peace of mind. By signing up, you'll receive an email notification if a document is filed against your property.
This program is a game changer. It has the potential to prevent fraud and protect countless homeowners throughout Montgomery County.
So don't wait. Sign up for REACT today and protect your home.
Protect your home with REACT. Sign up today.
125. As a paramedic, you wouldn't believe the things that we've seen.
I've seen all types of horrible things.
I mean, we're there basically picking up the pieces from your worst day.
Everyone is just driving and not paying attention.
We all have the same goal. All of us want to go home alive and safe and harm nobody else in the process.
Slow down. Be careful. Care about the other people on the road. Don't be the reason that someone else doesn't go home tonight.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. There has been swift and universal condemnation by Republicans in Alabama over Carly Russell. Carly Russell, if you may remember, was a young black woman who first reported that she saw a child by itself on the side of the highway. Then she later disappeared. When she reappeared, she was investigated or confronted by police officers, and she told them that she had been abducted by a couple and that they had fed her Cheez-Its. All a pretty weird situation, no doubt. Now, Alabama law only allows for her to be prosecuted with misdemeanors, two misdemeanor charges. The Alabama legislature, the Republican legislature, wants to make a much harsher punishment of Carly Russell's actions, and Steve Marshall, our attorney general, has promised to prosecute this young black woman to the furthest extent of the law, Susan.
Well, I think this is, again, another Steve Marshall wanting to, you know, get his name out there for higher office. I mean, yes, this was a bad situation, but I think there's an overreaction by the legislature and by the attorney general in this situation. Yes, it costs law enforcement time and all of that, but really?
I mean, again, Josh, I'm not saying that she should not face consequences for this, but, you know, when five young men go in and shoot up a Sweet 16 party, costing the lives of several folks and injuring double-digit injuries with firearms, there was not this outrage. There was not this kind of swift judgment to enact tougher gun laws. This is an isolated incident, very rare in Alabama. That's why it's a misdemeanor charge. But we have such double standards here. I cannot believe April Weaver, who I consider a very reasonable person, a very reasonable senator, has brought this legislation forward.
Well, you know, to be fair, Carly Russell, you know, she lied repeatedly over and over and over again.
She
drummed people up into a frenzy and got them out there acting all crazy and stuff out there. And then when she was caught red-handed with it, she still continued to lie about it, you know, up until the point where she couldn't. So clearly the only thing that she could possibly do at this point is run for the Republican nomination for president. That would get all of these guys to support her, I think, because, I mean, that's essentially what the guy that they're supporting right now, who's facing more felonies than his age of 70, is doing. I mean, honestly, all these people have come out in support of Donald Trump, who has lied way the hell more than Carly Russell has ever lied in her life. So I wonder what the key difference is between these two people. I wonder what that difference might be. But, you know,
how did he work that in there,
right,
Susan?
Well, he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Josh,
you're just a never-Trumper. It's nonsense. They said they've seen a black woman here that did something wrong, and we all know she did something wrong, and for
she
whatever
did,
reason
no doubt
she
about
did
it.
It. Okay, I don't know what happened with her. I don't know what was going on in her life, and nobody else does either at this point, except for those who are closest to her. And she did something wrong, and she should be punished by the laws that we have. And really, the outrage isn't so much that she lied, but that so many people got sucked into this international story and they were so invested in it. And we had to devote, you know, the police departments and people all around the country had to devote more time and resources into this because of the great public interest that it garnered. All right. It didn't have really anything to do with her lies. It had to do with the fact that so many people were interested in this thing. And she should be punished for that, not for the I don't want to call it an overreaction, but for the large reaction of people that came out in support of this woman and trying to help find her and stuff. That's I don't even know how you do this. How do you even quantify a false abduction and thing? You know, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
To make an example out of her, seriously, I mean, when, as you pointed out, the gun violence, as Josh has pointed out repeatedly, the child labor that was going on here for a while, and Marshall has said nothing about any of this, but he's going to make an example out of her. Yeah.
Well, I think because she's a young black woman, and that plays well. Mm-hmm. But that's just my opinion. I want to take time to remember four little girls who never had a chance to become young black women. before 11 o'clock on September 15th, 1963, almost 60 years ago, this coming month, a bomb tore through the 16th Street Baptist Church, killing four young black girls, and their lives were cut short because of the racism and hatred that was so prevalent in Alabama at the time. We've come a long way from that, but Birmingham is holding a very special jubilee of this event in celebration of their lives and their legacy. Josh, it's very moving, and it's still disheartening that the cradle of the civil rights movement cost lives, and it's still costing lives.
Yeah, it is, I think it's also worth remembering that, Alabama's recent senator, Doug Jones, prosecuted the people responsible for that. We felt like we were taking a pretty big step in electing Doug to office, and I think that was. And you're right, we have come some ways, but I think a lot of the progress that was made over the course of those many years, and a lot of struggles, and a lot of deaths, and a lot of violence that occurred around this state, Montgomery, Birmingham, all around, we backtracked a lot over the course of the last several years. A lot of it has been the fault of the Supreme Court and some decisions that have been made out of Alabama cases that have undone the Voting Rights Act and some other things that we fought for. I wish people would if you can still get the books and still read them at this point, it would be nice if you would do that and remember, where we were and where we seem to be headed back to.
Well, and Susan, the 70s and 80s and even the 90s were times of where progress, 2000 came, a little bit more progress, but there was a point, and it was before Donald Trump, but Donald Trump helped to spur it, that it started shifting, that Republicans, many of whom I voted for, started shifting back to the old ways of playing race against race, and folks against folks, and this is what's really hurt us.
Well, but the good news out of all of this is that the City of Birmingham and its partners are going to hold the 2023 Forging Justice Commemoration Week, which is going to be September 10th through the 16th. So, at least there's a positive note out of that just a little bit.
There is, and we should remember their lives and their legacy and try to do better because they never got a chance to live, really. Anyway, you've been watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.